Please be advised. Basil lovers, get ready for a time-twisting adventure. Basil puns are not only hilarious, but also add flavor to your conversations. Prepare to laugh until you're herbally satisfied. Listener discretion is advised.
Today is too much basil.
If you talk to King Basil about this, tell him not to worry.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. Welcome back to Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time. In today's show that we're calling Easy on the Basil, as we sit here waiting for this elongated winter to pass us by, our thoughts turn to the summer. So sit back and relax while myself, Maria Noodle, and our producer MJ talk to you about our favorite past summer experiences and some of the summer experiences we look forward to doing together. Ready? Let's get started. Well, welcome back to the podcast, Nothing, Nowhere, No Particular Time. Once again, we find the three-second hold period to be challenging for our crew.
Just a little too difficult.
A little too difficult.
It's impossible to make three women shut up for 3 seconds.
It's not about the shut up. It's not about the shut up. It's the fact of, you know, y'all look at each other and you just start laughing. And it's just,
I'm a little concerned.
If you think
about it, you're very lucky. You're just surrounded by people who are naturally hilarious.
Naturally hilarious.
Didn't y'all just look at him and start laughing?
I was looking down. I was trying not to laugh.
Someone said I made an effort to look away.
You literally missed an opportunity to take a shot at me. Thank you.
What did I do?
Don't we just look at him and start laughing? Right, I was looking down. You missed a shot that they...
Oh boy. Dang it, I'm off my game.
You're off your game this week, Minnie. What's going on?
Let's get you back in shape, woman.
It's math, guys.
Again, as we've started the last four podcasts, welcome back to Nothing, Nowhere, in a particular time. I'm here with my usual crew, Noodle, Maria, and MJ.
Yahoo.
And there you go. There's everybody.
What? Did I just say
Yahoo.
I was going to say hiya. And I went dyslexic.
Yucky.
Dyslexic, but she wasn't reading anything.
Well, it was better than dippity-doo. Dippity-doo, everybody. I don't know what the hell that would have been, but anyway, maybe I should put her mic
on mute. Thank you for listening to Nothing and Nowhere in particular time.
And I'd like to remind our audience, that's literally why we call this podcast, because don't guarantee on any topic at any point in time and anything can happen. So nothing, nowhere, no particular time. Okay, let's again, our objective is to try to keep this podcast to 45 minutes and make Momo's job about editing not a full-time job. So it's time for the old business. Don't quote the line anymore.
I did it.
Okay. All right.
This is just preemptively hater behavior.
Right. Okay.
This is like insane.
Well, that's old business because that comes up every week. So
damn it, I didn't even say anything. Now I want to say it just to make you mad.
All right. So actually, we did a good job last week. We finally closed off the Superman controversy. But I have to say,
Uh-oh.
Prior to recording the podcast, MJ came to me and says, "Do we have to watch that Superman
do
thing?
We have to watch it?
Do we have to watch the Superman thing for the podcast?" And I sat there and I said, "Well, first, the movie doesn't come out in July, and secondly, we talked about the clip in the last podcast." Once again, I get a little concerned about the memory loss from our producer, but we'll let it go and we'll keep monitoring that. So, what we left the people off with is.
Yes, we need to talk about Snow White.
I didn't want to interrupt the program because we're trying to be structured, but I wanted to. I just came up with something we should talk about on the heels of your Superman comment.
Okay.
The new Snow White movie.
Boring.
Okay,
is it out?
Well, yeah. No, it is out, but we'll get there. Let's handle old business.
Okay, we have to talk about
we'll
Snow
get
White.
There.
Okay.
Thank you for putting me in my place.
Okay.
I have thoughts.
Okay.
We have thoughts. Okay. Maybe that's a new segment. Thoughts.
That would be really hard for you to pull off.
Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect.
Really? So you literally had to make up for the loss of laughing in my face, right? Okay.
Yeah. This round goes to Maria.
I'm back on top of things.
She's back.
All
right. Okay, so old business. The only old business that we have is we left people guessing what was our experience with Fourth Man in the Fire. So let's go into the Brooklyn Slice and the Panzerotto.
Yes, yes, and yes, please.
Okay, we've already had it. So now it's the two newbies to the experience. And I'm going to start off with Maria because the look of disgust on her face is just
priceless.
It's not
disgust. It's just...
not pleasure.
I was a little underwhelmed. There was something about it. Was it like too basil-y or too like weirdly like gross thick pizza? You know when people have like really thin, nice, fancy Italian pizza? Yeah. Not a fan. Like give me like a...
But that was so basic.
I know, but I didn't like it. It was too fancy for me.
It was crunchy.
So, the deep dish thing was crazy. That was really good.
So I will agree with you. I will agree with you. Far too much basil.
Too much. That's what it was. It was
far too much basil. I actually put in the comments, take it easy on the basil. but apparently they totally misread that.
But hang on a second. College kid in the back, which
our order.
Was that sorry?
What didn't you switch our order?
For the panzerotti, not for the pizza.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We actually ended up getting our money's worth because whoever ordered that panzerotti had like 20 different toppings on it. And we...
Which gave that for me a fail.
Yeah.
I hated the jalapenos. Yeah, I hated the bacon.
I didn't like it. I like the bacon.
I just wanted the tomato sauce and cheese.
Yeah, like when stuff is too smart, it's like... Food doesn't have to be like smart. It just has to be good. You know?
Did you like the pizza?
What is going on? It was delicious. I don't know why you
like
all
both.
Three of you are complainers. You I just love the food.
I loved it.
MJ loves it. Noodle loves it. I thought it was too much basil and too much stuff, but I really liked whatever the deep dish thing was.
I have to say, the Caesar dressing for the
that was for the horrid. Salad. It was like watery and oily, and it wasn't Caesar salad. It was just like
something with the white stuff on it.
Right. Yeah, it was odd.
All right, so let's sum it up. So Noodle loved both. You loved both, yes. Even with that stuffing in the panzerotti. Okay, loved it all.
Food is food.
Right.
Like my friend quotes, food delicious is food.
Food is food. Food. So MJ's good with both. She's had it both the plain way and the fully loaded way.
Amazing.
And I'm kind of aligned with Maria in the sense of way too much basil pizza. I guess the group recommends, it's all about your toppings, but we recommend Fourth Man in the Fire, Brooklyn Slice, and panzerotti. You know, fill it to your heart's content, but I would honestly try it with cheese and tomato sauce for the panzerotti just to start.
Fourth Man in the Fire? Or Fourth Man in the Fire?
Fourth Man in the Fire.
Okay, in the fire?
In the fire.
Why is the fire?
Why did they throw him in?
Because he's the fourth one.
Okay, we're going to make a phone call. Let's dial him in.
They didn't need four. They just needed three. So they were like, put the fourth one in the fire.
Oh my gosh,
fry him up.
That's a little bit.
Just like Momo here. Fourth man, put him in the fire. You know what I mean?
I hate you!
No? Okay.
That's it. All right, let's wrap up the segment.
And this is the one that we like.
It's harsh today. And that segment's wrapped up. One last point from our friends S&T. S&T recommended, what was the name of the pizzeria again, Noodle?
Oh, the one that you just
researched. Why did I forget?
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, Starburst?
And then I immediately
Starburst?
Forgot.
No?
Yes, it's Starburst. 100%. Super point.
All right. Super point. Super point is the next pizza objective to see how close it comes to Momo's elitist ideal of a pizza. Let's move into user feedback. Okay?
Next
section.
User feedback.
I thought listener that feedback. Was listener.
We're popular. We got.
They're not comments. Using us.
Whoa. Sorry.
The fog just
users.
Corrected your English.
Why are you assuming
and
they're users?
And right here is the new jingle for this.
The fob just corrected your English.
The fob just corrected my English.
How do you feel?
It's listener feedback, okay?
Listener feedback.
All right.
Thank you for respecting our listeners whom we love.
It's so hard to get a word in that voice.
I'll be quiet for a whole 10 seconds.
Okay. So we don't have a lot of user feedback simply because we haven't been on the air for a while, right? So the same people who gave us the... Why are people holding their fingers up?
It's a countdown.
It's a countdown before you interrupt me?
You said you were going to say 10 seconds and you spoke.
Oh, okay. I broke it immediately.
Okay. Here we go again.
So going back to user feedback, because we haven't been regularly posting, we only have one set of feedback, and it came from our friends S&T yesterday while we were having brunch with them.
Oh, that's so nice.
And... The end result was MJ's giving her the brunch was fantastic.
My God,
the
thumbs up.
She had a waffle with like sludge Nutella all over it.
And almonds and strawberries.
Oh my God.
So good.
So S&T came back and said to us that, you know, pretty much what we've heard before from others that have given us that our banter is unparalleled.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So, but they also did agree with the previous feedback because they actually didn't listen to the last podcast where the feedback, we talked about our feedback is keep the audience engaged. Don't go off on your own for far too long, because though it sounds funny, they don't get what's going on. All mm-hmm. right. And now comes to our topic of the day.
From around the world and back here at home, it's the Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time topic of the day. If you have something completely unimportant to say, it's news to us.
Sad, sad world.
Maybe question mark.
Topic of the day, summer plans. I have a question for everybody listening.
Yes.
I had to take a trip in February to LA for a competition that my school was doing, but the flight got canceled because of LA burning down. And so I got it as a voucher, the money that I spent on those tickets, I got it as a voucher at Air Canada. I need to go somewhere that's a $500 round trip over the summer, and I can't think of anywhere.
Do you have a deadline expiration date?
Yeah, I have to book the trip before December something. And I can take it any time. I just have to book it by December.
Well, I think you need to like add a few more dollars and go to Europe with your sister.
That's what I'm thinking. What do you guys, what do you, 100%. What are your thoughts, Momo?
I say we all go down to Florida and we go to Disney World.
Florida?
Hogwarts, Universal Studios,
yes.
Star Wars.
I'm not going to lie to you. Amusement parks are sort of like my worst nightmare.
No, but the Hogwarts, we watched the thing on YouTube about it. And
you want to go?
To die for.
Okay, well, I'll think about it. Yeah. Point is, if anybody has suggestions for a $500 round trip from Toronto.
I vote for Momo's suggestion.
Florida?
Well, okay, we can do California and Universal Studios if you want.
It's a little bit not farther,
but let's
could do a road trip.
This isn't necessarily. I wanted to go down a path of conversation. Let's just say traveling to the U.S. at the moment probably not recommended.
I'll leave it at that.
Right. Yeah. So
then, why'd you suggest Florida?
It's just one of those topics that for $500 you can do pretty good.
Yeah, $500. I was told to do San Fran. I was told to do LA. I was told to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
there's so many political conversations I can start with the cities that you selected, but I'm not gonna.
Politics buzzer.
Yeah, exactly. Be-doo, be-doo.
A minion moment.
Yeah. Okay, so listeners, you know, if anyone's got advice of the best vacation that you had that you were able to do in a round trip, $500, please write us in again at comments@themomoshow.com. So, Noodle.
See, if we were a sponsored show, this is where we would have interjected a commercial, right?
Hi, I'm Ayla from Nothing Nowhere and No Particular Time Travel Agency. Looking for a vacation, but only have $500? Well, you're in luck. For $500, we provide an all-inclusive package for a trip to reality. You can't do squat, so buy yourself a blizzard. Put the rest in the bank and stop dreaming. Thank you for choosing Try and Travel, where sugar-coating truth is best left for suckers.
What for, like, SunQuest travel?
Sure.
What does that have to do with anything?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Pay for our time. Talk about Nothing Nowhere.
So I've really got memory loss and Tourette's. I'm starting to get really concerned. Just out of nowhere, just terms like travel agent.
Well, if you've ever wondered where Noodle gets the ADHD from.
There you go. So Noodle, what you know, do you have any specific plans for the summer?
Trying to find a job and going to the K-pop
K-pop concert.
Concert.
Yeah, we talked about that in one of the other podcasts. I know you're a big K-pop, but nothing else, eh?
No.
No travel.
Maybe hang out with some friends.
That's nice.
That's it.
So MJ and I have some plans for this summer. Again, very Canadian based, simply because traveling to the U.S.
Canada
is not widely recommended. But it's a little blend of, it's really a historical trail kind of thing. Then, of course, there's going to be the East Coast Swing.
The one that we did.
What is that?
East Coast Swing?
Oh, the road trip.
The road trip.
Right. Yeah, we did do that.
And we're going to pick up about 3 trunks worth of, was it Covered Bridge?
Oh my God. Covered Bridge potato chips.
Yeah. That stuff was great.
So buy Canadian Covered Bridge chips.
Shout out to the Canadian produced New Brunswick Covered Bridge potato chip company. We were driving down the highway and all of a sudden the sign came up that said the longest covered bridge.
Yeah.
And then the next stop is Covered rich potato chips. And we're like, shall we go? Yes. Vroom! Off the road we went, right?
And the legend of that is that if you keep your mouth closed and you don't breathe during the covered, like throughout the entire, I didn't say
okay,
that right.
So the longest cover bridge
so pass
in
out
Canada,
with lack of oxygen.
If you just hold your breath,
someone's
going to
get a free bag
of
chips.
Hold your breath during
the entire length, the entirety of the covered bridge,
yeah.
You get a wish. And the reason that that's easier now is because we have cars that go faster, but like presumably they would have been on like either horses or like walking down that back.
Oh! Ew! What the fuck?
In the day. It is a really long bridge, but it's
it
like
is very long.
It's a very
bridge.
Long covered bridge.
So but then the funny story is right next to it by the covered bridge potato chip company is the shortest covered bridge
yes.
in the world.
That's adorable.
So it's like what? 5 feet or something. Yeah, it was so horrible. Cute. We took photos in it.
So somebody took an outhouse and put it on a bridge?
It's cute. Naughty.
All the time.
Hey, well, what does a covered bridge look like? An outhouse with two doors.
That is so crazy. Oh my goodness. Right. Anyway, so that potato chip making was incredible. We had a fun time in that
factory.
And
you can watch them make them and then you can dip them in whatever the hell you want, like
there's
the little,
like a
covering
wall.
There was like
of
mixed
different
berry powder or some
hey
oh pardon me family friendly.
So but funny stories. Beep. Anyway, we had a good time, and on that same road trip we saw the largest axe
yeah,
in the
we
world
did. We did
that
largest axe in the world.
Wow,
I love taking those trips where you just swerve over.
Yeah, you swerve.
Make I'm sure. Having difficulty speaking today, sir. Would you be so kind as to edit me as much as possible?
Okay, loss of memory, Tourette's, and slurred speech. Maria, call 911. Call 911. I'm concerned.
Make sure to stop by the Big Apple as well.
But speaking of taking trips in the summertime, that whole thing about covered bridge and holding your breath how it's easier now than it was back then because of what traveled through it.
All right. Let's not hate.
No.
Let's not be haters.
I'm recollecting a summer trip story between you and I. Uh-oh. When we were driving back from Rochester along that road, it was gray the entire time, but finally the sun comes out, so I put the top down on the car.
Right.
Oh,
then
convertible
we passed
Mustang.
The convertible Mustang. We didn't have
ding,
to
ding,
say
ding,
that.
Mustang.
I tried. I'm not taking that point. You guys brought it up. But all of a sudden that we're just enjoying the sunlight, and then we passed by that farm.
And we were
literally
in the car
was
right
like,
behind them.
It was literally
and they
a cartoon.
Both looked like they were going to jump out of the car.
It was literally a cartoon. We're like driving by. We're like, la, 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 la. Oh.
And we were literally coughing and choking.
Shocked.
Like, I there must have been a sign, welcome to Noxious Farm. Right? Because we were gagging, and I go, well, I imagine the covered bridge got its name, and that reason, that story behind it was, it had to have some kind of gas, like it was not, like this was outdoors, wide open.
It was crazy.
Right.
And we were in the car behind them laughing because we couldn't figure out why they both looked like they were going to jump.
I was like about to pass out. He's like holding on to the steering wheel with both hands.
Like I had a child in my car, I cannot let her die.
Yeah, exactly.
Step on it.
Exactly. I remember getting burned by coffee in Wakefield.
I don't remember that.
You were with me. Remember?
No.
Burned by coffee.
So ultimately, the coffee that we got from the Tim Hortons in Wakefield.
The triple, the one where I tried
exactly.
to say triple, triple.
The triple, triple. And try to order a Diet Coke. That didn't work out either.
Oh, no.
And to be honest.
Coke?
Yeah. My French was,
I would go with
my
Coke
French
Zero.
Is so out of practice. But the fact that the coffee was so hot when we jumped the side of the car to get in, some of it squirted out of the cup and burned
Ouch.
Everybody. Remember?
I don't remember.
You don't remember,
I don't
remember. That's good.
You're yeah. imagining things. I'm worried
no,
about
I'm,
your
I'm,
memory.
I'm pretty accurate. Just like my other favorite time is we were staying at the Hilton and I had come up with this word. That's actually, I reinvigorated the word snicked.
In the 1920s, slang snicked meant to cut or clip something. It was a way to describe a quick, clean cut, often used in the context of clothing or material. For example, one might say, she snicked the seam with her scissors. This educational moment was brought to you by nothing, nowhere, and no particular time.
Right? And
oh God, everybody in the elevator except us could not believe what was happening.
So we're sitting there, and that word popped to mind, and it's just like everybody knew at that point the word snicked came to my mind, and we're all looking at each other, about to burst out laughing, and then I actually said snicked.
Cracking up in the elevator, and then some dude walks in, and we had to like lock in and stop laughing. And I looked over at his face, he just like has his like head in his hand, he's like, put his head down, and I just like look at him and I crack up, and then everybody in the
and then it was the end
was
of that.
Like, yeah, we thought that we were high.
We did a few things this summer, didn't we?
We did a lot of things this last summer. There was Rochester, there was Syracuse.
Then we went to, of course, the Renaissance Fair,
But you did cry when she said that she had tickets.
100%.
It was a very sweet gesture.
Okay, cry's extreme. Cry is extreme.
So let's just put it this way. Everybody pitched in to help me out because I had some business in the States.
August of 2024. Is that completely wrong?
Times were good.
Is that wrong? Is that completely wrong?
It's 100% right.
100%
it's
right.
It's right?
It's 100%
right. It's August of 2024. Things are good in the MMN household. MMN household. There we go. So we decide that MJ has to go to, you know, New York on business. So we all head out, make it a trip. And Momo's being a great, really generous guy, really like, you know, taking care of everything and buying this and buying that and letting MJ like, you know, have a fun time doing this and doing that. And so we decide we need to do something for him too. And we're driving down the street one day because he's complaining of back pain. So we were going alone. Just had to sneak that one in there.
Oh boy.
Abandoned us all by ourselves.
We abandoned him.
And we see this lady walking out of a house wearing some like odd peasant dress and a giant wooden like sword strapped to her back. And MJ's like, Renfair? Anybody? Renfair? So we look it up, buy the tickets, and we surprise Momo, who loves Renfairs, with Renfair tickets, Renaissance Fair. And he's like crying when we actually get there because all we did was put in the location. He drove in one car, we drove in another car. And he's like crying when he sees it. And we get there and we're like walking around, and it takes about 5 minutes for us to realize that this is literally the worst Renaissance Fair.
The anti-Renaissance Fair.
Oh my God, it was horrible. It was so
there's
bad.
Like, holy Jesus. What is that? What the fuck is that?
And no hate to people who like doing this kind of stuff, but like it felt confusing and out of place. But there's people wearing like furry costumes and like dressed up in like kind of lingerie and like all this like odd, there was like regular stuff too, like witchy potions and bows and arrows and things like that. But it was mostly just a really weird crowd, way too many people, a very odd kind of like, you had to be athletic to navigate that terrain, honestly. Almost.
It was uphill, downhill.
We watched
rocky.
This like joust. It was okay. We had some chicken. It was fine. Like, you know what I mean?
I had a turkey leg, which was delicious.
Yeah, the turkey leg was pretty good. But it was just like big, very underwhelming, I feel
like. It
was
very bad.
It was so underwhelming.
Yeah.
And Momo, who's been to like many of these and likes these, was like extra disappointed. We've never been. We had no point of reference, but we were kind of like, okay, this is fine. He's like, it's the worst.
That's it. I'm getting out of here.
Because he's used to like really good ones.
Again, the over emotional you show. So to be totally transparent, yes, I did get teary eyed because it was a very beautiful gesture.
It was a sweet gesture.
Right. So when we walked in, though, what I found was a combination of Renfair, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit,
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, and then the last one with the dragons, which was it called?
How to Train Your Dragons.
No.
Lord of the Rings.
No, that the
Game
HBO,
of
the Game of Thrones.
But hang on a second, there was furries there as well, which was very disturbing.
I was like confused. I was like, this doesn't seem like the place for this.
So for me, Renfairs are Renaissance period fairs.
Yeah, like right? I understand like extrapolating a little and going out to like the fairies and the like, the witches and things like that.
For guys like me who like to go to those events, we will even put up with medieval stuff showing up at a Ren fair.
Oh my God. This is the point where I start to have a little bit of an elitist. He's like, well, it's technically the wrong time period, but I'll let you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
So but I draw the line at the furries.
You know,
which is fair.
Everyone's late to fads. You know, not everyone had, you know, the latest fashion. They all caught up at the end tail end of it. I get it. So medieval, they were kind of slow off the mark, and they showed up at the Renaissance Fair. That's fine. But blend in fantasy, like some of the, and more recent fantasy on top of it. It was just like, wow, this is no longer enjoyable.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
Which was unfortunate.
Weird. It was too confusing. It was way too confusing.
It was too many people, too much stuff.
Too many things, yeah. Too many vendors, I'd say.
Yeah, you know, and the fact of having a Diet Pepsi and a snow cone, you know.
But that's very American, isn't it? It was in like a small town in New York.
Yeah. Oh, so just before I lose this topic, when we talked to S&T yesterday, they want us to do an escape room.
I would love that. Oh my God, let's do that. I've been trying to get our family to do an escape room for so long.
Hey, give me one. You know
what? To the salon!
So family event with friends. We will do Stormcrow Manor as well as escape room.
Okay? So with S&T, we're also suggesting is that we go to a bed and breakfast that is like a weekend.
Oh, the murder mystery one?
That was mine.
That was his. He did suggest that, yeah.
The Aurelia, I don't know if it's still in Aurelia, but an old manor, you stay overnight and you have to solve a mystery.
Yes.
I'm down, but with the qualification that it kind of seems like a horrific, horrifying, terrible experience. Why would you want to be like sleeping overnight, trapped somewhere? Like, I'm scared of that.
Well, you're not trapped. You're just there.
How many days is it? One night?
Yeah, just overnight.
You get there in the evening and then start and then go to bed and then do it in the morning.
You get there after lunch to do your introductions, right? Then you have a meal together.
Who gets murdered? One of the people in the group or somebody who works there?
No, somebody who works there.
Okay.
But your whole thing by the time you get there for dinner to bedtime is you have to circulate and talk to the people who are there with you. Then in the middle of the night, you hear something like a gunshot.
Oh my God.
You got to get out of bed and go solve the murder.
This is how every horror movie where everybody dies starts. We're going to go to the fun overnight murder mansion.
Fantasy. Real life.
No, but that's how it starts in the horror movies. They go somewhere innocuous and cute.
You don't want to do this? No.
I'd be down, but with the reservation that it does kind of sound like a nightmare.
It does. Low key?
Yeah.
Good grief.
But also, I would try it.
Then you stay
home.
If it starts to get real.
But also, what if it sucks?
You know, if it starts to get real, I volunteer to be the guy who stays in the house. How's that? Let me go down that stairwell. I'll be right back.
Next on the agenda.
Our best summer vacations.
All right.
Best summer vacations. Do you want to go first? It seems like you have a good one.
Oh, no. My best summer vacation is pretty simple. Is we used to go up to near and around Wasega, so Collingwood, right? Mm-hmm. And we used to rent this massive cottage. You know, you brought your own food, you barbecued, you had a great time, but something always happened that made it memorable. Like one of our cottages was off the side of Blue Mountain, and we decided to climb up the mountain.
Exciting.
It's exciting when you figure out it was easier to get up than it was to come down. All you saw were 13 people stumbling, trembling, falling.
Women live.
So says
the girl who went to lunch.
We had bruises, cuts from tumbling down Blue Mountain. Oh, it was horrible, right?
Yeah. Bring a sled.
And then it was interesting because, you know, all of a sudden personal habits of people start to annoy others. Like, I remember somebody was clipping their toenails or something like that.
Come on, man.
It's like 2:00 in the morning, you hear somebody clipping their toenails and then someone yelling out, going, "Stay, do that in the bathroom. You don't do that out in public."
Bruh, chill.
There's no way.
But my favorite was the morning after when one of the guys who slept on the couch, somebody grabbed their blanket and threw it behind the couch. The only problem was, that doesn't seem like anything. That seems somewhat innocent. The only problem is we had been killing flies all weekend long along the windowsill. And everyone was ignoring him because he kept saying, "Who put my blanket in with the freaking flies?" He just kept saying it over and over and over again. No one was ignoring him, right? It was,
"Bob, do something!"
So it wasn't so much the venue that we went to. It's so nice when you have such a large group of people. And you have all these funny memories and stories. So for me, my favorite summer vacations was when we booked a cottage up north for 2 weeks with all friends. Like, and we're talking about at least 13 people. All right, who's next?
The three of us, I think.
Go, Noodle. What's your favorite summer vacation?
Spain.
Love that.
That was going to be my answer, too.
Really?
That was a really good vacation. Because we started out in Toronto. And then what did we do first? We went to Lisbon. Spent maybe a week there.
Five days.
Yeah. Flew to Barcelona, flew to Madrid. Flew to Madrid for 7 days, which was beautiful.
Amazing.
Oh my God, it was stunning.
Love Madrid.
And then we flew
We rode a train.
We rode a train to Barcelona. And that was a
See, she remembers this so clearly.
It didn't matter about the train. What I remember is like being
Maybe the train was going through clouds and it looked like it was a plane.
What I remember was being in the city. Yeah, I was
the charging person for that
train
ride.
Yeah, Noodle took care of all the chargers. I took care of the vibes. And MJ just paid for everything. So it worked out. But it was a really good trip because our kind of like guiding thing that whole time was always asking each other, like, what's the one thing that if you don't do it, you're just going to go home sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's your main thing that you really want to do. So for most of us, I think we really wanted to see Sagrada Familia. Mm. Gorgeous, by the way, literally unparalleled experience. But then we were in Barcelona. It was kind of like our last day. And MJ was like, I'm going to be really sad if we don't go to the Salvador Dali Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Figueres, which is like maybe an hour train ride away.
Mm-hmm.
So the night before our last day, I think,
pretty much
in Barcelona.
Yeah. Day before.
We booked the train ticket, hopped on the morning of, we had some sandwiches packed, went there, walked around the museum for like 3-4 hours.
It was incredible.
It was the most incredible thing ever.
Ever.
Left and then flew back home. Like it was,
it was amazing.
It was amazing. And we all did exactly what we wanted to do. And it literally didn't even rain. Like everything was perfect. Mm-hmm, I went surfing. It was a beautiful, beautiful vacation.
Mm-hmm. So Spain, eh? So I guess I got a big challenge ahead if I ever take you guys to Italy.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite, MJ?
Well, I was going to go back farther and I was going to say the Dominican trip we took with our three friends.
Oh, that was great.
That was a great trip.
It was the three of us and then the three of them. And they were a lot younger, so I was like a little worried it wasn't going to be fun. But it was a fun time.
It was a blast.
It was beautiful.
Did what they wanted to do. The girls did what they wanted to do. My friend and I did what we wanted to do. And we were there for like 2 weeks. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was
really
time.
Good. Mm. But the other that really memorable was our road trip from here to Charlottetown.
Right, the East Coast thing that we did.
Oh,
that was gorgeous.
So we're going to pattern our trip with what we did, but we will take it a little bit farther because we both can drive. Mm. So we don't have to spend the night every 4 hours drive. We can actually take a break. Or we can actually drive more. So we can do a good chunk of trip so we spend more time at the destination. Mm. Because what is the objective of this trip?
Well, I'm going to Pier 1 or 4. I'm not sure what it's called. Basically, to see my mother and father's signature on their immigration book where they landed from the ship.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a really cool trip.
And they actually landed separately. They didn't come together as a couple. They met here.
Oh, right. And then the story was that they met here and they realized they were from like the same like small town.
They met through, you know how you guys have your clubs?
Yeah.
Right? So my hometown, people used to get together and celebrate stuff together like a community. And that's how they met.
That's nice.
That's a beautiful story.
They came on the same ship, just not at the same time.
That's hilarious.
It was the Queen Federica, I still remember. Used to make regular trips from Rome to Halifax. And so they landed in that port. Most of my family actually came across on that ship at some point. So most of my family has their signatures in those books.
Aww.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I'm a big history buff. So traveling along the Loyalist Highway is in seeing all the historical marks. That's the other thing. All right, Noodle, how about Noodle? That was it for you, the Spain trip.
And my favorite was the Sagrada Familia.
Spain and Portugal trip.
All right.
Gorgeous.
Inside and outside, beautiful. Yeah. My favorite thing is the plaque that has a whole bunch of numbers. And like no matter how you do it, across, up, down, left, right, however you do it, it always equals to 33, which is
the year, the age of Jesus Christ when he died. Yeah.
Which
is a cool little like logic trap. I really like it.
Wow.
We saw so many wonderful things there,
mm-hmm.
but we also did see something quite unfamiliar to us. We've never seen that before. The bachelorette party.
Here's the thing about that.
Oh, God.
No, you're thinking in the main square. This was still Lisbon.
Yeah, it was in Lisbon.
This was still Lisbon. So we're sitting there drinking a little sangria.
And it was really delicious. And we see these two like older ladies sitting next to very fashionable, very like silk tourists, but very like stylish older ladies. And we're like having a little conversation. And freaking, I don't even remember her name, whatever, Marissa is like stumbling by. She's like wearing this horrific green dress. And she has this like purse that, I don't know, whatever. And she's like yelling and screaming. And like, we're on a patio. Like the waiter's like, dude, like you're in our area. You can't be here doing this. She's like, runs off in the other direction. Who comes running off after Marissa? Like 20. like 20 different, like 21-year-olds. Okay. One of them's wearing a white dress and a veil and a tiara. Like sprinting after her. Marissa! yelling at her. Dumbest thing in the whole world. They're all cursing. Marissa's like, you can't make me leave. She like lost her purse. They're all just kind of like sitting there like, we start talking to these other older ladies. We're like, what? They're like, we have no idea. She like sprinted off to the left. 5 minutes later, she's like running off in the right in front of us again. Oh, the chairs started flying at some point.
The chairs, she's garbage.
Throwing shit around, sorry. I thought it was the garbage can.
Oh, probably that too, but it was
We've
one of those.
We've never seen that before.
We lead such a simple life in Canada.
We do.
Like, I don't ever think of sitting like in any square here where I saw something like that happen. All right.
In a fast forward.
She's like running off this way. She comes running back. She's like.
Oh, right. It was so sad. I felt so badly for the bride. Like, no, the poor bride. Wedding is ruined.
Me personally, you're getting kicked out of my bridal party. Like,
I would have taken that as a sign of disrespect.
Because it is.
Okay, so I think that covers it. So we'll keep talking about it. And as these adventures play out for us this summer, we'll keep talking about them.
More question that we didn't do this time that we swore last time that we were going to do.
Which was?
We were going to have a Frank of the Week.
Frank.
Oh, no, yeah.
Our Frank. Thank you, Frank.
We're not there yet.
Oh. Jump the gun.
Because we consider we the said... gun
jumped.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, that wasn't funny at all. I apologize to the community for my actions. That was incredibly unfunny.
That was okay. I almost don't want to give you the rant of the week spot here, but let's do it. So now it's time for this week's rant of the week.
That's to get serious.
But no, I don't know if you all have heard.
Oh Lord!
But a movie was released recently,
yeah.
And the main actress, Rachel Zegler, who plays Snow White, is catching a lot of hate for a really horrible movie that honestly isn't her fault. However, her comments are her fault.
Right, we've talked about that. Yeah.
So my thing is like, yes, Snow White is a crazy story. And yes, she probably is like 16 in the original Grand Brothers Tale or whatever. Mm-hmm. But me, when I was watching that as a 6-year-old, I'm not going, oh my God, she's 16. He's like 40. This is giving me a dynamic about the gender role. Like I didn't know that they were 16 or however old. Mm-hmm. And that's a big controversy that's been going on forever. But that's always been my thing. Is like, I didn't know that. Anyway. So she's been saying all kinds of stuff like, you know, it was made in 1770 and very clearly so. And
just like that?
Well, sort of, because she's really hating on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, I liked that movie.
It's nice to hate on your employer. It's okay. It's nice to hate on your employer.
I thought it was a nice movie.
Like, what a way to get fired.
Because she's playing the live action version of this original story. And she's just crapping all over the original story.
Right.
And that's, you know, you can have your thoughts about it, but now I don't want to watch the movie.
Right,
you know what I mean?
$200 billion loss.
If you hated it so much, why are you playing Snow White? Anyway, that's not the point. The point is Gal Gadot, who plays the evil queen.
No.
Okay? Like, honestly, I didn't realize that she was such a bad actress, but something always bothered me about her. But she is a really bad actress. Like, have you guys seen her other movies? Like,
I saw her in Wonder Woman.
There was the Murder on the Nile. I think it's just her voice, but her voice is very flat. I think something about it is like just she's very like two-dimensional and a very weird actress. Anyway, and the context to that, the reason that I found this out, I'm like, why are there so many clips of Gal Gadot circulating being a really bad actress? Like, this is odd.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is she just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, do you know how you get a Hollywood?
By paying 20 grand for it.
You pay for it and
oh
they put a star.
Oh my God.
There has nothing to do with the deserving.
That's how bad this movie is. Is they had to buy her a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to promote it. She's gorgeous, but also like very two-dimensional as an actress.
I thought she was great in Wonder Woman, but I haven't really seen her anything else.
You have to give me the stone. No? Wonder Woman?
What?
Anybody?
What?
No?
Nope.
That's the second one. That's not the first
one. Yeah,
that's
the second. I think the first one is better than the second one.
The second one was stupid. The whole plot line was stupid, right?
Yeah.
If you can make the prince, why is the prince always white?
Those were childhood programs that just was supposed to simplify and pluck you into fantasy. I, as a child, I wasn't there saying, the demographics seem to be wrong for 16th century England.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care that much. Like
the Wicked Witch, she should go through some emotional therapy because I don't think parenting should exist like that anymore. Like, I wasn't doing that as a child. Sorry. So I think that's the problem I have with these movies.
I wasn't that worried about Snow White being however old or being asleep.
But again, I think the problem is the analytical lenses that people are putting on movies, you know, park it at the door, walk in with an open mind, and then if you liked it, you liked it. If you didn't, you didn't, to go back.
It just transports you into a fantasy world. It's entertainment. Right. It is not livelihood. It should not be a 24/7 to be entertained. Instagram scrolling.
I'm playing a game on my phone.
Yeah. But also the other thing,
you know what I mean? It's like, it's also just though, movies do
have movies do have impacts on people, and when you see yourself reflected in a movie or you don't see yourself reflected in a movie, that can affect you. Like, I think that people seeing themselves reflected in Elle Woods, that's really great. That
then
that
go to the studios, then go to the studios and saying, we want to see more movies reflective of me.
But I'm telling you that people are saying that.
Don't go changing movies that are not reflective of you to make them reflective of you. We've had this conversation a thousand times.
I'm not saying that either way. I'm just saying, like, it's not like you can just say it's just entertainment. Because movies do impact people.
It is entertainment.
It is entertainment. It absolutely is. But they also impact people.
I agree.
Movies are powerful things.
But they are just entertainment.
They're not just entertainment.
Anyway, we raised the politicalness of this podcast 10 points for the, just the simple Snow White, those seven dwarves, you bastards.
I think that.
Leave that out too.
No, I'm leaving that one in.
That's all that one's going to go through.
It's art. It's meant to be.
All right. All right. I'm not going to argue. You know. Like, again, Snow White, I'm not going to watch it.
Did we need another Snow White? No, we didn't.
So even if she wasn't controversial, or even if the movie wasn't controversial, I would have not gone to see it.
I don't care who is playing who in that movie. I would not have gone to see another Snow White.
Exactly.
We're good. Yeah. The last good remake of Snow White, Mirror Mirror with Julia Roberts.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
See, I didn't even see that one.
We don't need any more of them.
There's the
agenda.
No, no. It's a completely different side of the movie.
It's not even. I don't
agenda.
Care.
Not good. Put it on the agenda.
I don't care. Okay. I don't. Snow White from the side of the witch. This is Snow White from the perspective of the donkey in the barn when he had diarrhea on a Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I really don't care.
It's actually
really
very funny.
It's actually a good movie.
Stubborn.
We have such limited time on this planet. Go to cycling through three or four different Snow Whites to figure out, Mirror, Mirror, it really touched me.
It was funny. It was a funny movie. It's a funny movie.
Great. How about Snow White and the Huntsman?
I haven't seen that.
See what I mean?
Did you like it?
I did.
Difference is that we're not sitting here going, I'm never going to watch it. I don't care what you say to me. I don't care. Like, it's like, if you tell me it's a good movie, I might go watch it. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We have a limited time on this earth. Why not try new things and enjoy yourself?
You know, Snow White 7.0, I really don't care.
But it's one of the first ones. Like, it's
for you.
Boom. Roasted.
I've been on this planet 55 years.
What a hated hater.
I had a few Snow White variations prior to you, right?
The next Frank of the Week for next year. Okay. Next week for next year. Next week's Frank of the Week is going to be the Frank that suggests a really good remake of a fairy tale and gets Momo to enjoy it.
Right.
Okay.
And if the top comment is that he has to watch Mirror Mirror, he has to watch it.
All right. I don't think it's going to happen.
Do we have
a Frank of the Week? Because we should move on.
At this point, if Noodle looked at you and said, can you please watch Mirror Mirror with me? What would you do?
Yeah, of course, I was going to watch Mirror Mirror with her. Oh, of course. If Noodle asked me, right? So.
This is a win.
Yeah. This is a win. Yeah. There's very few hearts that weren't melted with Noodle there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to wait till Noodle asks me before we just jump in the gun and go watch
it. Well, this is going to be the old business next week, so you have to lock in.
Okay, we'll lock in. But to wrap this up, I think we want to cover, is there any Frank or Frankalina?
Frankalina Jolie,
Isn't Frankalina supposed to be like Francine?
Probably.
Well, maybe. Frankalina is better, I think.
Frankalina?
I think so too. Let's just say Frank. Let's be all opportunities inclusive here.
All right.
Frank.
All right.
I'm surprised, but let's roll with this.
You're surprised. Okay. I'm surprised.
Is there a Frank of the Week before we cut and we say goodbye?
Well, that's on you, isn't it?
I don't, unless you talk to anybody else. I don't have anybody outside of S&T, and I've already said what they've had to say. So,
well, one of our cousins thinks that the show's MVP is Noodle, so maybe Noodle is the Frank of the Week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something I didn't hear.
Frank of the Week goes Frank to Noodle. Noodle.
Frank of the Week goes to Noodle.
And only because we don't have any comments this week.
That's because we haven't been on the air for much.
I think we all right. Thanks for listening to Easy on the Basil.
Yes, next week the podcast is going to be called going from nothing, nowhere, in no particular time to Easy on the Basil. Easy on the Basil. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Next time, again, if you have any comments for us, we're absolutely open to listening to them. You can reach us at comments@themomoshow.com or visit us on themomoshow.com, and we'd be happy to read it and even on the air if you'd like. Keep you anonymous, absolutely. So thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next time, and have a good one. Cue the outro.
So we covered travel agents, Snow White, Sangria, new vocabulary like the word snicked, and oh yeah, even toenail clippings. So one has to wonder, how did this episode get the name Easy on the Basil? One can only wonder what AI is doing behind the scenes. Well, thanks again for listening to Nothing, Nowhere, in No Particular Time. As usual, we would love to get your feedback, so drop us a note down at comments@themomoshow.com or go to themomoshow.com and click the Contacts tab. And in the immortal words of Roy Choi, Korean food is primarily based on herbs and shoots and sprouts. There's no pasture land in Korea. We like hobbits.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.